Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, April 19th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news, and the subject line is steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Kimberly Clark says they'll be moving 250 jobs from Neenah, Wisconsin, and will open a Chicago location. Also making headlines last week, an ex-Weyerhaeuser employee has been sentenced to serious prison time for stealing more than $4.5 million from the company. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Helsinki. UPM plans to axe 51 jobs in Finland, Germany, and Austria. UPM continues to take action to ensure the company's competitiveness. UPM aims to increase efficiency of its global functions by reorganizing and streamlining the operations in Finland, Germany, and Australia. Job cuts. If implemented, the plan would decrease the number of employments in the functions by up to 51. That means job cuts. Employee consultations on efficiency improvements will be started according to national practices. Final decisions will be made after the employee consultation procedures have been concluded in each country. UPM aims for continuous improvement in cost efficiency. In 2020, the company decreased fixed and variable costs in different businesses and functions. Earlier this year, UPM completed the employee consultation process in UPM Timber to improve profitability and strengthen competitiveness. That means job cuts. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Germany. DS Smith invests 16 million euros in plant expansion in Arnstadt, Germany. With an investment sum of 16 million euros, DS Smith is expanding and modernizing its traditional site in Arnstadt, Thuringia, Germany. The recent symbolic groundbreaking ceremony marks the start of construction work to renovate and expand the plant, which will take place while production continues and will span the next 12 months. Uwe Voth, managing director of DS Smith Packaging for Germany and Switzerland, said this, quote, "We are very pleased that the expansion of our plant in Thuringia will enable us to significantly expand our offering for customers in the e-commerce and fast-moving consumer goods sectors. We have been recording steady growth in both areas for some time, which was also supported last year in particular by the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on purchasing behavior. All forecasts as well as our own market surveys indicate that online retailing will continue to grow into the future. With our innovative material optimized packaging made of 100% recyclable corrugated board, we offer our customers precisely the sustainable products that are also increasingly preferred by end consumers, end of quote. DS Smith's investment in the plant will also significantly reduce energy consumption as well as the paper waste generated during production. Thus, the new corrugator will save 154 tons of CO2 per year compared to the previous corrugator.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Papri Tallow Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Duluth, Minnesota. $3 million aid package for at least 80 jobs at the Duluth Verso Paper Mill moves forward. Prospects that at least 80 paper mill jobs will return to Duluth continue to brighten. A measure that could help revive Verso Corporation's Duluth Paper Mill appears well-positioned to be signed into law as part of an omnibus jobs bill. Committees in both the Minnesota House and Senate now have approved language that would authorize the state to provide up to $3 million forgivable loan for the conversion of the mill to produce a new type of paper. Any prospective forgivable loan for the Duluth Paper Mill would require its operator to invest at least $25 million in the facility and continue to employ a minimum of 80 folks full-time for the next 5 years. Verso had employed more than 220 employees, but it was observed that a mill employing at least 80 people is certainly preferable to an idled mill with no workers. The average household income in the district is about $45,000, compared with jobs that pay an average of more than $60,000 at the paper mill. Talks between Verso and a prospective buyer, ST Paper, continue after hitting a rough patch earlier in the month. Dateline New Hope, Minnesota. LDI acquires Miller Container Company. Liberty Diversified International, also known as LDI, has acquired the assets of Miller Container Company, a Quad Cities-based manufacturer of corrugated cartons and displays. Miller Container will continue to operate under its well-established brand name at its Rock Island headquarters and warehouse, as well as its sheet plant in Clinton, Illinois. Mike Vandenhaar, who has served as owner and president, will remain with the company and join LDI's packaging management team. Miller Container employees will be offered continued employment. LDI's profile as a major player in the corrugated packaging industry, with facilities in Minnesota, Nebraska, Texas, California, and Mexico, continues to expand with this acquisition in the Quad Cities area. Dateline Manistique, Michigan. Fire at UP Paper Mill in Manistique, Michigan. A fire at UP Paper in Manistique Saturday morning, April 10th, started in a paper machine and then spread to the roof. According to sources, the fire was not big Ed was confined to the paper machine and a section of the roof, and there were no injuries. There's no word on how extensive the damage was or if the fire had any impact on the mill's operations. Public safety officers with the Manistique Public Safety Department were called to the scene around 10:30 a.m. local time Saturday. It's unknown if any other departments were called in for mutual aid. Dayline, Florida. Rayonier Advanced Materials sells its lumber and newsprint assets to Green First Forest Products. Rayonier Advanced Materials, also known as RYAM and Green First Forest Products Incorporated, a Canadian lumber company, have entered into a binding asset purchase agreement pursuant to which RYAM has agreed to sell all of its lumber and newsprint facilities and related assets located in Ontario and Quebec to Green First for an expected purchase price of approximately $214 million, including inventory on hand at the time of closing, which is payable approximately 85% in cash, 15% common shares of capital of Green First. In addition, a chip offset credit note will be issued to RYAM by Green First in the amount of $7.9 million, which may be offset against amounts owing to Green First for chip purchases equally over the next 5 years. Notably, Rayonier Advanced Materials will retain all of the cash generated by the purchase assets, plus all softwood lumber duties, including earned interest on the duties paid to the U.S. Department of Commerce through the closing date. RYAM estimates the duties to be approximately $110 million at the time of the closing. The purchased assets include six lumber mills, which are located in Chapleau, Cochrane, Hearst, and Kapunsakassing in Ontario, and Burn and La Sarraie in Quebec, as well as one newsprint mill located in Kapuskasing, Ontario. The purchased assets have an annual production capacity of 755 millimeters per minute and are capable of producing a wide range of forest products used in residential and commercial production, including SPF lumber, wood chips, and byproducts. The newsprint mill has an annual production capacity of 205,000 metric tons per year. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Paparitalo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at paparitalo.com. That's P-A-P-E-R-I-T-A-L-O.com. Paparitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Eugene, Oregon. Ex-Weyerhaeuser employee sentenced to prison for stealing more than $4.5 million from the company. An ex-finance manager from Weyerhaeuser who stole over $4.5 million from the timber business has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in the pokey. Acting U.S. Attorneys Scott Eric Asbrook and Susan Tranberg of Eugene were also sentenced Wednesday to 3 years of supervised release. Court documents say starting as early as June 2004 and until 2019, Tranberg defrauded Weyerhaeuser out of more than $4.5 million by submitting fraudulent invoices for payments to a fake vendor she created. Tranberg worked for Weyerhaeuser in Springfield for more than 40 years. Financial analysis determined most of the money was used to fund a lavish lifestyle of expensive dinners, vacations, wedding expenses, and shopping sprees. Dayline British Columbia. Paper Excellence permanently closes pulp mill in Mackenzie, British Columbia at a cost of 250 jobs. Paper Excellence has announced it's officially closing its pulp and paper mill in Mackenzie, British Columbia permanently, putting about 250 employees out of work. The company originally curtailed production at the mill in June of 2020. Mayor Joan Atkinson said the closure is not a big surprise to many of the community's 3,700 residents. She said for some pulp mill employees, the announcement brings closure. Quote, they're not being left in limbo, wondering if they're ever going to get their jobs back, end of quote, she said. Atkinson said she has confirmed with Paper Excellence that former employees will receive severance packages. Paper Excellence blamed COVID-19 and a lack of local fiber supply for the initial shutdown in 2020. In a statement announced, seeing the permanent closure, the company said the pulp mill's small production capacity and the ongoing lack of economic fiber meant the mill could not be globally competitive. Atkinson said Paper Excellence received wood chips and fiber from the nearby Canfor sawmill. However, operations at the Canfor mill have been curtailed for nearly 2 years. Dateline, Texas. Pregis announces two Texas manufacturing facilities to support expansion and growth. Pregis is announcing two new manufacturing facilities in the Dallas area to support growth demand in the southern region of North America. The recently opened 128,000-square-foot facility in Garland, Texas, produces protective packaging materials, acts as a distribution center for a variety of Pregis products, and will have an on-site customer demo and training center. The Garland facility has already begun production and is expected to ramp up production later in the year. The Garland facility already has 44 employees, with another 40 to be added later in the year. Pregis's new 265,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Arlington, Texas, will be producing the recently rebranded Pregis EverTech mailer, which features lightweight, recyclable, all-paper cushion construction. The Arlington facility will begin production in the summer. Pregis is currently looking to fill 80 new manufacturing positions in Arlington. Both facilities have room to expand to meet future demand and are expected to provide additional employment opportunities in the region. Dayline, Neenah, Wisconsin. Kimberly Clark to move 250 jobs from Neenah, Wisconsin, and will open a new Chicago location. Kimberly Clark Corporation will move more than 250 positions in sales, marketing, and executive management from Wisconsin to a new commercial center in Chicago, the company said this past Wednesday. The move is expected to take effect in the first fiscal quarter of 2022, which begins in January. The new Chicago facility will house the sales, retail, and marketing teams for the company's North American and consumer products that include brands such as Huggies and Kleenex. Kimberly Clark said in an email that more than 2,500 employees will remain in Wisconsin. The Neenah campus will become the North American Innovation Technology and Supply Center, the company announced. Most of the relocated positions are based in Neenah. Kimberly Clark manufacturing sites in Wisconsin will not be affected by this change. The new commercial center will be in a recently restored building in the Fulton Market area of Chicago, according to a press release from the City of Chicago. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com.
This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.